Welcome to Pharma Pulse, a pharmaceutical commerce podcast where we bring you the latest insights shaping patient access, supply chain logistics, data and tech, and healthcare innovation. I'm your host, Nico Saracino, and let's get into today's headlines. First up, the $12 billion story. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, also known as CMS, has unveiled negotiated prices for 15 of the most expensive prescription meds under Medicare, delivering a 44% net savings compared to last year. These discounts go live under the Inflation Reduction Act framework. The second round is effective January 1st, 2027. The first round, from 2024, kicks in January 1st, 2026. Headline drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy lead the cuts, with roughly 71% off 2024 list prices, bringing monthly cost down significantly. Beyond savings, this sends a signal to manufacturers and payers. Value-based pricing and negotiation are becoming a permanent fixture of U.S. drug policy. Turning to prevention, a new real-world study shows the impact of childhood pneumococcal conjugate vaccines, or PCVs. In Mexico, incidence of pneumococcal meningitis among children dropped substantially after PCV rollouts. Globally, similar declines have been observed, with PCV10 and PCV13 reducing pneumococcal meningitis by 48 to 74% among children under the age of 5. That success underscores the power of immunization, but the emergence of non-vaccine serotypes like 19A remains a challenge, pushing the need for higher valent vaccines and ongoing surveillance. That's it for this episode of Pharma Pulse. For more insights on trends transforming pharmaceutical access and care delivery, visit pharmaceuticalcommerce.com. Thanks for listening. Until next time, stay well and stay informed.